KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
82 degrees right now in Atlantic, looking for sunny skies and 98 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Jim Field, KJAN News. Our news update this hour is brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. West Des Moines police say they've identified the parents of a little boy who was found walking down a street in the pre-dawn darkness today. Police said today that arrangements are being made to reunite the boy and his parents. Their names have not been released, though. The boy appears to be about 5 years old. He was found by officers around 3:30 this morning walking south on 50th Street in West Des Moines. He was wearing a shirt, shorts, but no shoes, and was carrying a doll and a Buzz Lightyear toy from the Toy Story movies. KJAN News Time is 9:04.
It happens. You're driving down the road and you notice a beautiful new boat passing you. Funny, that boat looks just like the beautiful new boat you bought last month. Not so funny, that boat is your boat. It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. As you gather the life jackets, skis, and fishing gear for a fun time on the water, have you thought of what you'd do if suddenly, as you're going down the road, you realize your boat was no longer attached? Or if something should happen once you're on the water? Because it can happen to your boat under different circumstances. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you'll need for your boat, and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic, United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Officials drained a northeast Iowa lake as part of the search for two girls who went missing Friday afternoon. Divers began searching that lake Friday, and crews completed a dragging operation of the lake on Sunday, but found no trace of those girls. Rick Abbin, a chief deputy in the Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office, talked with reporters late Monday afternoon.
It is our opinion that we should be 100% sure, and in order to be 100% sure, we're going to have to drain that lake to do that. If we do find out that there's, you know, they are not in there, that we can then put our efforts totally somewhere else.
10-year-old Lyric Cook Morrissey of Waterloo and 8-year-old Elizabeth Collins of Evansdale were at their grandmother's house in Evansdale when they left on their bikes and were last seen in downtown Evansdale early Friday afternoon. A volunteer firefighter found their bikes on a nature trail near Myers Lake at about 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, and officials began draining that lake Monday. At about 12:30 Monday afternoon, police and other law enforcement officials also began stopping vehicles at several intersections in Evansdale, passing out flyers and asking people whether they had seen the girls.
We're stopping every vehicle that came through, just again trying to get information of anyone that may have been, you know, that same time of day on Friday, or if they weren't here at that time of day, if they were out here any time on that day and maybe seen these two girls in the city of Evansdale.
A purse one of the girls had been carrying was found near the bikes. An electronic device the younger girl carried was found in that spot as well. Authorities have checked surveillance video from banks and other locations that might show the girls in the Evansdale area. Also, FBI agents are coming in this morning as well, bringing search dogs with them in that effort. Well, the drought drag on the state corn and soybean crops continues, with the latest USDA report showing only 36% of the corn and just 38% of the soybeans are in good to excellent condition statewide. The numbers last week showed the corn crop at 46% in good to excellent condition, while 2 weeks ago it was 62%. The soybeans were rated 48% good to excellent last week. Iowa State University Extension crop specialist Mark Licht says there is a way to visually judge how much damage is being done to your corn's yield.
We typically fall back into leaf rolling. We know that for every 12 hours of leaf rolling, you lose about 1% in yield loss. But the week before and after silking, you actually lose about 3% yield loss for every 12 hours of leaf rolling. So if you've been watching your cornfield well enough, then you can kind of calculate out how many hours of leaf rolling you had.
The USDA says 74% of the corn crop has reached the silk stage that Licht talked about. The drought isn't the only thing causing crop problems. Insects are also a concern. While the corn is in a critical stage of seed development, Licht says the soybeans still have a little bit more time. There's a meeting that's just begun this morning over in southeast Iowa dealing with this issue. Governor Terry Branstad is holding that public meeting over in Mount Pleasant today as he talks with farmers and others about the dry and drought conditions. Branstad and representatives of the state and federal agencies are planning to meet for about 2 hours in that meeting today. The governor's office says the discussion is expected to include the latest information about the drought and how state and federal agencies are responding. Iowa is the nation's top producer of corn and soybeans. Around a third of the state is now under a burn ban as extreme dryness and heat continue to blanket Iowa. State Fire Marshal Ray Reynolds has issued a release calling the conditions a dire situation.
Our concerns clearly are the stability of our crops. They're turning brown. The vegetation is turning brown. And we're seeing a high risk of fires spreading considerable distance as a result of sometimes careless and reckless actions.
A burn ban prohibits Iowans from open burning. Reynolds notes much of eastern Iowa is so dry that small fires could spread dangerously fast over several acres. This level of extreme dryness in Iowa hasn't been seen in more than two decades. An eastern Iowa motel, restaurants, and a water park have been hooked up to a safer water supply, and they have reopened. The businesses in the Williamsburg area include the Clarion Inn, which houses the Wasserbahn Water Park, and Seven Villages Restaurant. Cedar Rapids television station KCRG reports that the motel and a nearby Made Right restaurant reopened on Saturday, and the water park and Seven Villages Restaurant reopened on Sunday. A water test showed E. coli in well water supplying the businesses forced their closure on July 6th. Young Ben Kim owns the businesses and says the test was inaccurate. Nonetheless, he decided to obtain service from the Poweshiek Water Association. Public health officials say no one has reported being sickened during or after a recent visit to the motel or to nearby businesses. Federal officials are expanding access to an immigration database so that several states can use it to cleanse the voter rolls. The Homeland Security Department first notified Florida officials last week that they could check to see if registered voters are actually non-citizens who should not be eligible to cast a ballot. State officials said Monday that Homeland Security representatives are now offering similar access to other states who had been requesting that information. Colorado Secretary of State Scott Gessler had renewed his request for the data last week, writing a letter with the support of several other states. He said Monday he was pleased that the federal government had agreed to work with states on the issue. Election leaders in several other states, including Iowa, have also requested access to that database. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce officials say the Atlantic All-Class Reunion saw success last weekend with alumni from several states and classes represented within a 50-year span. Chamber Director Megan Roberts said overall more than 500 alum were present at the different events throughout the weekend of July 13th and 14th. Roberts said she was pleased with the progress from last year and she hoped to see it grow even larger in 2013. The reunion weekend kicked off with a wine and appetizer reception Friday night and was followed by tours of the Atlantic High School and Washington Elementary on Saturday. The Atlantic Middle School and Schuler Elementary were closed for construction. The History of Atlantic video was also shown Saturday. The weekend activities concluded with a street dance at the Rock Island Depot. Checking headlines around the world this hour, Barack Obama is defending his focus on Mitt Romney's background with the private equity firm Bain Capital, saying the public should know if some companies that were taken over by Bain sent jobs overseas. He tells a Cleveland TV station that is hardly a personal attack. Romney, meanwhile, is accusing Obama of engaging in cronyism, saying he's giving federal grants and loan guarantees to energy companies that are run by his supporters. Police in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, say a gunman fired into a crowded bar and then shot people as they ran out, leaving 17 people injured, including two who were critically hurt. They say the shooter fired through a window and never went inside. Police haven't identified a suspect. Authorities investigating the death of an Ohio woman whose body was found on North Carolina's Outer Banks have issued an arrest warrant accusing her on-and-off boyfriend of murder. Police confirmed that a body discovered in a vacant lot was that of Lynn Jackenheimer. She disappeared early this month during a vacation with her children and Nate Summerfield. Police say he returned the children to Ashland and apparently drove away. KJAN News Time is 9:13.
You found the perfect spot, a nice shade tree, a beautiful view, and not too far from the water. You're backing into place when suddenly it happens. That tree branch is just a little too low to get your whole camper under it. Now you really will be sleeping under the stars. How are you going to pay for the damage? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. because it can happen to your RV under different circumstances, pulling it down the road or once you're on location. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where, and that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you will need for your RV and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In our funeral announcements this morning, 61-year-old George F. Van Atta III of Guthrie Center died Friday. Funeral services for George Van Atta III will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the Panora Church of the Brethren. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 49-year-old Brian J. Forsman of Urbandale, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Brian J. Forsman will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 in the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. 57-year-old Cheryl Ann Swearingen of Harlan died Friday. Services for Cheryl Ann Swearingen will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 51-year-old Lauren A.J. Adrian Odell of Atlantic died Saturday. Services for Lauren A.J. Adrian Odell will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic First Assembly of God Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 92-year-old Hans R. Johnson of Elkhorn, Nebraska, formerly of Brayton, died Monday. Services for Hans R. Johnson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 in the Brayton Lutheran Church. The Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 87-year-old Viola Waddell of Harlan died Saturday. Services for Viola Waddell will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 94-year-old Marguerite B. Sheeter of Guthrie Center died Monday. Services for Marguerite Sheeter will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 70-year-old Janice Knutson of Coralville, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday, July 12th. Services for Janice Knutson will be held on Friday at 10:30 in the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 81-year-old Phyllis Knapp of Casey died Monday. Services for Phyllis Knapp will be held on Saturday at 10:30 in the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. 90-year-old Buddy W. Smith of Atlantic, formerly of Elliott, died Sunday. Services for Buddy W. Smith are pending at this time. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of those arrangements. That's a look at news this hour, brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Skyscan forecast is next.